Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
What's popping out there in internet radio land? It's your hip-hop informer, that dude, TM Hyman. Hey, what up? It's 601 here on the West Coast, 901 here on the East Coast. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. What's going on? How was your week? You made it. TGIF, welcome to the weekend. It's Friday, November 8th. Wow, a few weeks, Thanksgiving. We're going to be chilling with the fam. I'm looking forward to going up north, NY, VA. What's the deal? Hey, real people, real talk, real times. We are TM Hyman Radio. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 on the other side. I know at least we got Hot Chocolate. Not sure if we got Madam tonight. I'm thinking Safe James is out there on the wheels of steel somewhere in the D.C. area. But we are live inside that jam session. Back wild. Don't put up. We'll be right back.
Shit. It's crazy. I don't even drink. What was in that? Damn. Yo, I think I had like 4 or 5 shots. That's not a lot, right?
New to this drinking thing.
Not a lot, right?
Mindset on a new plane called the Jetway.
Do with me.
It's Friday, November 8th, and Cyber Friday Night Cypher. Glad you made it. It's the Jam Session where we recap the week in news and entertainment. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Real talk, real people, real times. We are that network. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. Happy Friday, everyone. How is the world of TM Hyman Network doing tonight?
I'm doing great, personally. Welcome to the weekend.
No doubt. Glad to see it.
Oh, man. I had a stressful day today. I'm actually trying to pull a staff together. If you all remember, earlier in the year, talked about a grant that was awarded, $1 million here in Hillsborough County, a Department of Labor grant. Well, guess what? It's time to put that money to work, put a staff in place that's going to service 132 young people that's been touched by the Department of Juvenile Justice here in Tampa. The goal is to help them to get on the right track. Often people say back on the right track. Well, guess what? If you were never on the right track, you can't say you're going to get back on the right track. So to help kids that's been in trouble and who've been who've gotten charges at an early age, help them to expunge those records, get the charges off of their records if it's a certain type of charge, can't expunge felonies. But train them. Get them certified, get them some paid OJT, and hopefully get them placed in some high-demand jobs. That's the whole purpose of that money that was awarded to Hillsborough County and to the state of Florida through the Tampa Bay Academy of Hope. So working real hard to put the staff together and literally did felt like 10 back-to-back interviews today, like back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back. I'm worn out. But welcome to the weekend. We made it. How was your week?
My week was a little challenging also. In my corporate 9-to-5 world, we've made some changes to our staff processes and workflow. And, you know, change is always going to be a little challenging. Especially when you're bringing in people who are new, who aren't seasoned in the job task. And, it did get a little stressful this week. But, you know, God is good. I am happy to have a job. I'm happy that the week is over. And I'm happy that, you know, hopefully we can move forward and build on something that's a little bit more productive and less accusational, we'll say. I hope everyone is able to grow in their new positions and get comfortable with what they're doing and become more knowledgeable in the position and the task. So, tis his life.
Hey, when we come back, we're gonna keep it moving with what's going on in the news. It's a lot. Man, it's a lot, and it's a lot going on politically. And so I kind of want to, you know, make sure that we keep everybody really up on what's going on in the world of politics, because this week alone, man, a lot. Here in the state of Florida, not sure if you all even follow Florida politics, but this next run for governor here in the state of Florida is going to be interesting. It's going to be a showdown, my friends, between Charlie Crist and Rick Scott, and I'm talking about the showdowns of all showdowns here in Florida for the governorship. In the state of Virginia, there was an upset recently. In the state of New Jersey, there's a lot of celebration, but at the same time, I'm not sure everybody's happy. When we come back, we will recap the week in politics, news, and entertainment. You inside the Friday Night Cypher. We'll be right back.
Yeah, what's that dude?
No. No. Can't play no game with it.
Jose.
No. Get. these niggas, they so fake and they phony. Ain't play no games with these niggas, they treat me like I'm Tony. Ain't play no game with these no. Can't play no game with these. Can't play no games 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 with these. They so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these. Just they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no games with these. Can't play no games with these. Keep in the kitchen, put Merry Christmas. Taking pictures cause we keep on getting richer. Say a name, you know you go with them killers. Walking through the club, only salute the real. Ain't no bottles on your table, but boy, go get your guala. Hold on credit, so you can't pay her the mind.
No.
Never bought a house, he can't afford to run a mile. I bought holy fills, I run the game, not just the style. Bow down to the biggest, tell her I be spinning. Counting all the paper, no games with these put niggas. Double M, we poppin', shopping, buying new clothes. Heard your shit keep floppin', and your grip got blown close.
Can't play no game with these. Can't play no games 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 with these. They so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these. Just they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no game with these.
Brushing up on me, 100 grand on my watch. You don't feel me, then if he playing with work, we either feed him or touch him. I play no games with these. Get a ticket, a show. Bad followers, like it's a brick at the show. VIP jumping, Broly be matching, no easy. So don't even ask him. I play no games at the bar. All I see is a rock. 3 bottles of Diddy, 3 hoes in the car. No love for these sweet niggas. Every day it's a party, so every day we like.
Can't play no game with these. Can't play no games 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 with these. They so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these. Just they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no game with these.
When they get caught up in the fame, run back to it when them shots just start to rain. Bang, 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 bang. Now we holding hands. Success another gamble. Chip a chance. Jump straight off the porch. Jump right in the kitchen. Then I got a Porsche. My phone in a bitch.
Can't play no games with these. They so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these. Cause they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no game with these.
What's good, world? This is Sage James, and you tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Coming with.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
I see your jealousy as you watch.
Watching, babe.
You watching.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching? You watching.
Come on.
I see your face.
I see your face.
You wanna touch
you
it.
Wanna touch
come
it.
Come to my place.
Come to the crib.
Yeah, let's discuss.
Let's chop it up.
Tonight you'll be.
Tonight you're gonna be a superstar,
superstar,
baby.
And then we'll fly you up.
Let's get into it.
Ooh, it's a lie.
You're blinded by the. You need that
Hollywood. Ooh,
you're blinded by the
perfection.
You need that
Hollywood.
Come on, pop around.
spots, he spots me in the lobby of my high rise. I hide behind my shades, cause the fame is blinding my eyes. My God, I know how I see eyes must have felt when he was eyes high. Cause I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the vain of heart. It'll change those who said they had love for you into strangers. When your thing starts, it's a chain reaction. Locomotion like when a train departs. Stranger, things have happened. Rapping, stacking, platinum, plaquing. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness. When your friends is Chris and Gwyneth, and your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows tinted. Keep your eyes squinting, it's on flash any minute. The music biz is like musical chairs. It's about where you're standing when the music stops spinning. And I'm you're blinded by the
action.
You need that. Blinded by
the
you need that. Pay sixer, A-lister, you're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir, it's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded, Hollywood's been good to you. Starting to feel like buzz to you, don't lie. Gone fly, you addicted to the lights. Without the fame, how you gonna survive? It's like sipping on heroin, you so high.
And everybody's wanting you alive.
You become what you want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi, blow your whole life trying to live in the lies. Heroin's following Marilyn, hopping over the edge just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All of them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby. Hollywood. Smoke the thickest drug in the world. Want the fame. Want the lights.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live, the king and queen themselves, Jay-Z and Beyonce on Hollywood right there. It is 9:18 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, 6:18 out there in Santa Monica, California, and I'm here with the General T.M. Hyman himself, myself, Hot Chocolate. We are in the cypher. It is Friday night. We are celebrating the weekend, and we are ready to jump on it. Let's go. What are we going to talk about? This Charlie Crist here in Florida and how he's flip-flopping sides, it seems, and getting ready to come back.
Before we talk about flip-flopping and flop-flipping, because that's exactly what Charlie did, so he flip-flopped
he
flop-flipped. And so if you don't really know what that means, we're going to help you to understand. Hey, but before we go, are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? Are you a Tea Party member? Are you an independent? You know, are you conservative, or do you just not give a damn? Which category do you fit in? Raise your hand. We see you. Listen, you've got to participate in this next national election for president. Because everything that is happening right now will impact the presidential election that's going to pop off, as Steve Harvey would say, in about 2 years. But they're laying the foundation right now. Virginia just crushed it. We'll talk about that in a minute. Total upset to the Republican Party. But Charlie Crist, Rick Scott, Hot Chocolate, what do you know about Charlie Crist?
Well, I know that Charlie Crist used to be the governor here in Florida. Is that right?
Correct.
I do know that when he was governor of Florida, he was a Republican. I do know that Rick Scott actually beat him out in the last gubernatorial election. I do know that Charlie Crist is now a part of the infamous law firm here in the Tampa Bay area called Morgan & Morgan, and I say infamous because I deal with them a lot in my daytime corporate job. I also know that, I hope I'm not giving away what you are leading up to as far as the flop and the flip and the flip and the flop. He is now tossing his hat back into the gubernatorial race, but as a Democrat.
Absolutely.
And I find that, I don't know if I find it interesting. I don't know if I find it disturbing because I'm a Democrat myself. That's how I vote. That's the side that we'll say I run with. And I don't know how I feel about this change per se.
Right. And not just to do it once, but to do it twice.
Yeah.
Not just to do it once, but to do it twice. So let me just, you know, add a little bit, you know, let me just expound a little bit on the flip-flop and why a politician would do that. Some politicians flip-flop just to ultimately be qualified to run. They didn't qualify to run based on the fact that their party didn't really select them or use them, or they probably wasn't going to be the candidate that was going to be backed, per se. And so, ultimately, Charlie didn't feel the love, so he switched, felt the love. You know, that wasn't his reason. But sometimes they actually flip-flop just to be able to still get in and do some good, regardless of really what the title is, per se. But I tell you, me too. I'm a Democrat. I'm Team Obama all day long. I supported President Obama when he was a senator in Chicago. I did national media for President Obama in Tampa, Florida for the 2008, you know, run that actually did it, you know, for the country and for the world as it relates to minorities. But the flip-flop for me wasn't really all that suspect, but flip is totally suspect. But here in the state of Florida, where a person who had ripped off and who had ripped off a major hospital and who had been a part of a major lawsuit and scam and fraud publicly, for this to have been Rick Scott and then the people elect him governor, guess what? I'm down for a flip-flop and a flop-flip.
No doubt. He could never get my vote. Because he still hasn't really answered any questions for me, per se. I don't know if he's answered them from anyone else. But for me, he hasn't answered anything of where, what that whole thing was about with that money, where it went, what he did
well, he
with
didn't
it, what
to.
He didn't do with it.
He didn't have
to me,
because
he did.
The laws, to any person with common sense, we should have. But, you know, unfortunately, there's a different type of thinking, you know, and I think the laws protected him, you know, and so because the laws protected him, or his money protected him and allowed him to come out kind of scot-free, literally, Rick Scott, scot-free, he just didn't have to talk about it. He didn't have to talk about it. But I believe that is a good person, and I think he's a servant. He's a public servant. He actually stepped out of the governorship and he became a lawyer, and so he's right at a local law firm practicing law. And so I think at the end of the day, the people can relate to Charlie Crist more than the people can relate to Rick Scott, although, you know, he appears to be indecisive. A lot of politicians have come out against Charlie Crist, Democrats specifically, some pretty key Democratic, you know, figures. And so I get the whole flip-flop term from Al Gore, because he actually, you know, spoke of Charlie Crist specifically, and he said there was something suspect or suspicious about a, you know, someone who flip-flops and flip-flips. That was Al Gore's statement specifically. When we come back, we're going to talk about New Jersey and the elephant in the room. You're tuned to TM Hammer Radio Live. We'll be right back.
The elephant, literally.
There's no reason to fight it. Them hoes hating in silence. Said them hating hoes be quiet. Yeah, you messing with some lames. Got you tired and misguided. Hey, baby, you so fly. I'm asking, can I be your pilot? Yeah, you tired of dealing with lames. Playing all them little boy games. He thinking he the shit, but without you, girl, he just the same. Yeah, you looked at his car, and you thought he had been staffed. Then his mama called and said, boy, you better bring my shit back. But anyway, forget that. I'm trying to see what your heart like. You fooling with these jokers, well, I can be your dark knight. Hey, don't expect that same shit. I go alright, I go alright. That mean I'm retired from that bullshit like Cartwright. I'm potent, I know this. I'll poke you with doses of potion. I know it's gonna be hard to focus. I go in, go in. Take a break and then go again. She told me that she was wet, so I spread the water like Moses.
She ride all night and ride all day. I think about her as I lay. She got that good Lord have mercy. Oh God, she ride. Lord, please help me. She got that Holy Ghost. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got it on the go.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord. I roll up, show up, my problems turn to sober. And every time it go down, my third eye will go up. I go deep, she tell me that she about to throw up. I tag it, I beat up that dragon like show enough. I like it, I like it, these other hoes can't touch it. And I remember you when you was down before I bust it. Ain't nothing else can change us, can't nothing else come change us. I never pitch ball, so I would never change it. Ride all night and ride all day. I think about her as I lay. She got that good Lord have mercy. Oh God, she ride. Lord, please tell me. She got that Holy Ghost. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
You are listening to the best team, the best click in internet radio that there is, providing you with the best in entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
QBs, go to booty like a groupie for more ice. I'm a truck height, get the bonus like the Boucher. In love with you since the days of Juice. Now I watch you play Columbo, Picasso. Tricks inside colossal, turn your castles to brothels. Who you loving, who you wanna be hugging? Sipping on your Ninja Honda with Tanisha and Rhonda. Why? You go more body than Jane Fonda. Physical fitness, Mary Blige be my witness. Under pressure, I lie for you, die for you. Ruger by the side for you, right hand high for you. Because of you, I'm inheriting trillion, variant, billion, Bentley Coupe million. Playing just some evidence in the Chevy. Track the dark peas and rim peas, you better have it.
With my board. Sorry about that. TM Hyman Radio. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. It is 9:35 p.m. here in the Tampa Bay area, and I am joined by the general himself and our health and wellness expert on the rise, Dee Dee. What's up, Dee?
What up? What up, dude?
What's happening, family? What's happening, everybody?
What's popping?
Hope you have a good week.
Them belts popping on that booty my daughter cutting up, but other than that, we good.
you know, that's probably a never-ending thing, you know.
Hey, I'm glad, though. I'm glad that somebody's mama is popping booties, because I don't think that enough booties are being popped, because these
and
kids are out of control.
Most definitely these kids are out of control. Makes no sense. I refuse to be one of those mamas with an out-of-control kid, however, but don't get me wrong.
Hey.
I'm not abusing my baby. Needless to say, if you spare the rod, you spoil the child, and I refuse to continue to spoil the child.
Hey, well, you know what? Well, I gotta help us with that verse. Although I do not disagree with the concept, because we use that verse and that scripture reference to actually beat our kids. Let me help the kids out. Let me help the kids out. First of all, people are ashamed of themselves misusing the word of God, because at the end of the day, the rod was the thing that Moses had that he used as a guide. So the concept of the rod is not the stick that you beat the child with. It's the rod that you want to guide the child with, not beat them. You child abusers out there, get out of here.
Learn your word, people. Learn your word.
Hey, I appreciate you. I do appreciate the fact that you're trying to establish some discipline. There's no discipline in children today.
It's definitely, I mean, it really isn't. I see, like, but with one little girl in Dasha's swim class, my baby's swim class, and this little girl runs her mom. And I sit there, and I want to take my belt to the mama, because I just don't understand. This child's like 6 years old, and she got her hands on her imagination, folded up, telling her mom what she will and will not do. And I was like, okay, And, you know, it's like, no, we're not going for that. And my thing is I need to nip these certain things in the bud before they get out of control, because at the end of the day, I'm going to make sure that she respects her parent, that, you know, she shows discipline. Because my daughter, when she's outside of the house, she gets praises beyond praises about how good she is, how mannerable she is, how much respect she shows. But, you know, sometimes we have a couple problems inside the house. And so that makes me feel good that I'm doing something right. But at the same time, you know, I can't have you,
right,
you know, doing good outside the house and not doing good in the house. We got to have a balance. And, I don't want people to think I don't beat my, just beat on my baby or whatever the case may be. I don't think, you know, everything deserves a beating. I do a lot of talking. We have a lot of conversation. And we are very spiritual in our home. So, you know, a lot of our conversations, as far as our discipline is considered, is centered around, you know, Lord. And we talk about him and how, you know, how he is disappointed in her actions and how he sees what she's doing and how he has a plan for her life, and that if she continues to do the wrong thing, then her blessings, you know, will be held back because she's not doing what she needs to do in order to receive the blessings that he has for her and to walk that path that he has set for her. So I make sure, you know, I keep it balanced. But sometimes, you know, they fall off. You just got to bring them back a little bit.
Baby, God is not happy. He's going to hold back the blessings. But mommy ain't happy either, and she going to not hold back the belt. She's not going to hold back the belt.
You know,
It's time to get it popping. Hey, let's flip the script right quick. Virginia upset some folks this week with your governor election. You went out and voted, I'm sure, and helped to push that number over the top because it was a narrow margin. Talk about it.
Most definitely. Terry McCullough, Democrat, and, oh, my goodness, I love the lady on I can't think of her name right now, HLN News. She called him Cocconelli, but his name is Cuccinelli. Needless to say. I knew right then when she called him Cocconelli, he wasn't going to win. However, yes, it was a very narrow margin. But, you know, doing your research, people, and understanding, you know what these people, what each of them stand for, and it's just the sheer fact. I think what really sealed the deal was the fact that Obama came down here and stood behind him. You know, Clinton was behind him. And just what he stood for. A lot of people said, you know, you're picking the worst. Well, you got to choose the best of two evils. I can't say everything about McCullough was good. Some things I did disagree with as a Democrat. However, I definitely wasn't on the want to say that man's name is Cuccinelli. I wasn't on his page. he wasn't for the things in which I felt. Go ahead.
Let me put one thing out there that I thought was totally off the beaten path that a governor would even communicate, let alone it be a part of his campaign. I'm sure this is what did it. Mr. Cuccinelli scared some people to death in the state of Virginia. He had something that if he became governor of the state, he would make oral sex a felony in the state. That scared the hell out of some people, and they went to the polls.
Okay, hold on. What? I'm up for next battle.
What? Wait a minute. You know what? Let me just be quiet.
You know what? You know I'm against that. What in the world?
Yeah, listen. He would never get my vote. Oh, my God.
Now,
you know,
I just thought it was interesting.
Are you serious?
I thought it was interesting
that
was even something that he brought up as a part of his campaign. That was weird. I've never heard anything like that before. I do know that there are cities that do have that law on the book. So folks,
mm-hmm.
be careful. And that's why you shouldn't do things in public. See, they got to see you. So don't be in public doing it, hot chocolate. My goodness.
I mean, you know.
Okay, hot chocolate. Come on now.
No.
I'm just saying we're getting older. We got to keep our business in our house. First thing,
clearly.
But, you know, my biggest thing for Cuccinelli.
Right,
Oh, okay.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm not playing about the law. No, it is a law.
It's not a law.
I'm not saying.
No, not here. I'm saying in some places, in some cities, in some states.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, as far as
Absolutely. Yeah. It is a law already on the books in some places.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure. I find it interesting that you didn't hear about that because I heard about that all the way here in Florida.
Yeah, that's good. No, my thing was we was over here. We were stuck on. He was so dead set against, you know, all in women's business about women and abortion and what women could do and how to. You know, he was all in our private business. So I think that was my plight. I was so stuck on that. I think I missed the oral sex thing. Ooh, oh my.
Okay, Google.
I'm googling it now.
Concept, and we're going to take a break, come right back, and hey, you Google right where you are, too, wherever you're listening in the world, New York, Philly, North Carolina, Canada, Germany, Dubai, hey, Google
no doubt.
Cuccinelli, and his perspective on, unfortunately, oral sex. We'll be right back. Team Hama Radio Live. It's
that
Friday night.
That is a blurred line right there. Oh, my God.
It's Friday night.
Everybody get
Friday night. Right back.
No more pretending, 'cause now you're winning. Here's our beginning.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:48, and we having real talk with real people right now. And back to the Cuccinelli, Cocconelli story real quick. As he was just talking about him trying to make oral sex a law in Virginia. Of course, I did Google that information, and what I found out was on a campus, a university campus here, Norfolk State University to be exact, there were some posters posted around the campus stating that Ken Cuccinelli wanted to revive Virginia's anti-sodomy law. And some of the posters read, one of them read, "Get your head in the game." Okay. And another one read, "Don't let the election day go down without you." Really.
Wow.
However, I think these were posters put up by the Democratic club at that particular university, trying to make the students aware to not vote for Cuccinelli because he was trying to push this anti-sodomy law. Quite funny. Get your head in the game. That is hilarious.
Get your head in the game.
In the game. And don't let election day go down. Okay.
Wow.
Right. Okay,
you know what, I'm trying to figure out to just say anti-sodomy law. I don't find anything wrong with what I hear on the surface, because I'm definitely anti-sodomy. But
I mean, and I can agree with that, but
go ahead. I mean, but
I was gonna say I can agree with that too. I think we're going in the same direction. Yeah,
it's not just about what we're hearing on the surface. And so, I mean, I think when I hear that, I'm like, okay, yeah. I mean, but I think it's deeper than that. And what you said, I think off the air, hot chocolate is probably more of a concern. Why is he in the bedroom? If he was talking
exactly.
about something that was specific to children, then, I mean, I get that. It's like he's trying to dictate what someone does as an individual who is 18 or older.
Absolutely.
I think you're out of line, Mr. Cuccinelli. And so, again, anti-sodomy, I'm with. But you can't tell people, you know, what to do if that's what they want to do. And they're old enough to say, you know, old enough to consent. I'll just keep it simple.
And that's exactly the point, because the Supreme Court actually refused to hear Cuccinelli's anti-sodomy law appeal, because that's exactly what it had to do. He was taking that law that was to protect sexual predators of children. He was trying to take that law and go into adult bedrooms with it. That's exactly what he was trying to do. I had to go in a little bit deeper to get a little bit more information, and that's exactly what what they're talking about. He was trying to take the law out of context and apply it to adults and get into our personal business. As long as we are adults, consenting adults, that law has nothing to do with us. So therefore,
absolutely.
They refused to hear his appeal on it.
That's
yeah,
right, Cuccinelli. You need to
shut up.
Whoop out the cat fuck in your way.
Shut up. And I'm almost thinking. So to some degree, you know, it could almost probably impede constitutional right if someone really wanted to argue it or fight it. You know, it's a law that I don't think even would stick, because you can't tell consenting adults what they can and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Absolutely.
Very
absolutely.
True.
Absolutely. I mean, I guess that goes back to just like, you know, he's against abortions. He's against health providers, the health insurance providing birth control pills. I mean, he's so much against so many things that I guess, you know, Democrats stand for. We as women, you know, we want as rights and don't feel like the government should have a say so in that. You know, that's a lot of what his campaign was being run on here, and that was very big. I mean, a lot of campaigning as far as TV advertisements were about that, and, you know, how he felt about it. And we were so, excuse that train in the background, you know, we were so disgusted with it. You know, he
right.
didn't stand a chance, especially in Chesapeake.
Right.
He didn't stand a chance over here.
Let's go further up north. We've got a few minutes left in the show. But let's talk about this this Times Magazine cover, The Elephant in the Room, with a silhouette of Governor Chris of the state of New Jersey. The Elephant in the Room. And it's clearly Governor Fat Chris, who's clearly, you know, he's large, you know. But, hey, there are a lot of large folks who are making things happen. He's large, but let me tell you, this dude moves about like he's a little guy.
Yeah, he does.
And so I respect Governor Chris. He's a Republican, and he is dead set on being the president, the next president of the United States. If he goes up against Hillary, I think he, you know, is going to have a problem. If he goes up against anyone else, I'm thinking that he might come out to be somebody to be reckoned with. He just got reelected, and the energy is charged in the state of New Jersey because he's been able to do some major things. He's been able to do some major things. And the question is, will the Republican Party nominate him? Because although he's done some things in New Jersey, there's a segment of the Republican Party that despises him. So the question is, will he become their nominee? Will he become the nominee?
I think he has a good chance to do. I do. I think he's going to come across some opposition, but I think he can make it. Now, make it against Hillary? Now I don't think he's going to make it that far.
Right. But I think, I think he got a good chance.
Is the world ready? Is this country ready for their very first female president?
Well, let's let our caller weigh in on that, because we got a caller holding area code 202, last four digits 5005, TM Hyman Radio 5. Tell us your name. Coop, is that you?
You know it's me.
Coop.
Hey, how you doing, TM Hyman?
Is the country ready for a female president, Coop?
Yeah, you know they're ready, man. We had Barack already, so you know it's time for Hillary to just come on through and handle business. If we get 8 years to her, even though they tried to slow down Barack, Hillary will just go ahead and we're going to turn this country into a socialist utopia.
I like that.
Wow.
Socialist utopia.
There it is.
Hey, and I'm going to tell y'all something about Chris Christie. When it comes to Chris Christie, you have to look deep. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny about his size. You have to look deep on the inside of him to really see who he is. If you look at the ballot on Tuesday in New Jersey, of everything else that was on there, everything else that New Jersey voted to go ahead and approve, Chris Christie was against. So it's weird that that state voted to reelect him as governor when a lot of the like initiatives, like one of them was, I think, was the minimum wage. They changed their minimum wage. He struck it down and went against it. They had to get it on the ballot to get it approved. So, like, when it comes to
Because
Chris Christie,
it's a Democratic state. It's a Democratic state with a Republican governor.
Yeah. So don't let his charisma fool you on who he is. He is
absolutely.
He's like Mitt Romney.
In the room.
He's like Mitt Romney when it came to Mitt Romney being in Massachusetts. He had to act a certain way because he was in Massachusetts. But once he got outside of Massachusetts and had to run for that nationwide, you started seeing who he really was.
Uh-huh.
I'm voting for Hillary, hands down.
Me too. I think it's time.
If Hillary's on the ballot, she might get my vote. I know we didn't bug y'all out tonight talking about politics inside the cypher, but listen, everything that's being done right now in America is laying the foundation for presidential election 2016. Don't sleep. Register and let's get ready to rock the vote.
Yes. Please exercise your voice and vote. If you don't vote, you can't complain.
There you go.
Can't say nothing. Hey, Coop, we always appreciate you, bro, coming live out of Washington, D.C. tonight. And you got a hot chocolate live out of Plant City, Florida, deep out of VA. Hey, I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Thanks for rocking. Hey, take us home. We're back Monday, 9 p.m. Hey, it's that TLC tribute on Monday. We were supposed to do it last Monday. We did not. TLC tribute on Monday with a special guest. We'll check y'all. Have a safe weekend.
No doubt.
Let's get out of here.
We are that team, TM Hyman Radio. He is the general. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. She is Dee Dee, our health and wellness expert. Toya is always with us. Madam CeeLo Boston, salute to you. Faith Jane, Joe B, Joe, Nokio. I can't even do it. Y'all
everybody.
Just have a great weekend. Everybody. You know, it gets a little convoluted trying to include everybody, but, you know, we are here. We are that TM Hyman Radio Network, and we will see you again on Monday. Dee Dee, you got something?
Be a blessing.
No doubt. And happy, happy 65th birthday to my mama, Barbara Johnson. Love you, baby. Hope that you are
Veterans
enjoying
Day
yourself.
On Monday.
No
doubt.
Yeah,
salute to
salute
the veterans.
Veteran.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank
veteran,
you for serving our country.
Absolutely.